On their arrival, it was soon evident that they knew a great deal about the position of cosmic concentrations, their properties and particularities, and were skilled in calculating the totality of their reciprocal influences within the whole. And so they were immediately assigned to the responsible duties I mentioned. From the time I learned of the permanent place of their existence and the posts of which they had been found worthy, I sent to Tuilon every quarter of our year, as I had promised, an exact copy of all my notes on the observations I was making. Many years had passed since I began sending these etherograms to Tuilon, and I never knew what became of them until the day I was informed about those turbulent events on the planet Purgatory. It transpired that the High Governor of the holy planet Purgatory, his all-quarters maintainer, the Arch-Cherub Helgamatius, happening to learn that one of the assistant directors of the etherogram station, Tuilon, periodically received long etherograms from his father in the solar system Ors, expressed the wish to be made acquainted with their contents. It turned out that he not only became much interested in them himself, but even requested your uncle Tuilon to reproduce their contents regularly on the Tuluk Terzinek, which is to a certain degree similar to what is called on Earth the radio, so that some of the highest being bodies dwelling on the holy planet might, if they wished, by way of relaxation, listen to this information about the psyche of those peculiar three-brained beings inhabiting one of the very remote corners of our megalocosmos. Your uncle Tuilon did as he was requested. Whenever he received etherograms from me, he reproduced their contents on the common planetary Tuluk Terzinek, and in this way all those righteous souls dwelling on the holy planet were kept informed of my observations and investigations of that strange psyche of the beings of the planet Earth. From then on, certain of the highest being bodies on the holy planet, who were following all my observations very attentively, began to ponder on this strange psyche. This pondering of the blessed highest being bodies led them to understand that something was wrong with the psyche of the three-brained beings of the planet Earth, and they even became suspicious about the origin of this something wrong. And ultimately, many of them became seriously indignant at what first seemed to them to be an injustice from above. The more these indignant righteous souls shared their impressions with others, the greater their number became, so that everywhere in the Zariariaks, that is, the towns and villages of the holy planet, they thought and deliberated among themselves only about this. The result of it all was that the inhabitants of the holy planet chose 50 righteous souls to undertake a joint investigation and to find out the true reason why such an absurdity existed in the psyche of the three-brained beings of the planet Earth, preventing all possibility of self-perfecting for the highest being part, which for various reasons sometimes arises in certain of these beings also. The chosen 50 righteous souls were precisely those who had already become worthy to be candidates for returning to the most holy source of everything existing. His all-quarters maintainer, the Arch-Cherub Helgamatius, the governor of the holy planet, not only sanctioned the choice of these 50 blessed souls, but by his own all-gracious decision, expressed the desire to help them in every way in fulfilling their undertaking. And so, my boy, when these 50 candidates for the Sun Absolute began their investigations, it became evident to them, after long and complicated research, that the fundamental cause of all the abnormalities in the psyche of the three-brain beings arising on this planet was a very definite concept, now rooted in them, that there exist, as it were, outside the essence of beings, two diametrically opposite factors, the principle of good and the principle of evil, which are the instigators of all their good and bad manifestations. They further established that this universally disseminated and maleficent idea, the data for which are gradually crystallized in each of these beings during their formation in preparatory age, already dominates their common psyche by the time they reach responsible age, so that on the one hand, it becomes a means of calming themselves and justifying all their manifestations, and on the other, it is the fundamental factor impeding the possibility arising in certain of them for the perfecting of their highest being part. When the righteous inhabitants of the holy planet were convinced of all this, they began to consider and deliberate among themselves how to find a way out of the situation and what they could do on their part. As it was related to me, they began to hold meetings and conferences everywhere in all the Zaruwariaks to try by collective effort to reach some decision, and after long deliberations and complicated balloting by the righteous souls of each Zaruwariak, as well as between different Zaruwariaks, in the end, the following resolution was almost unanimously adopted. First, to lay a petition at the feet of our Maker-Creator that he, in his providence, send to the three-brain beings of the planet Earth a messenger from above with all the data corresponding to such reason as could enable him to find on the spot a possibility of uprooting this idea. And second, inasmuch as the appearance on the earth of so maleficent an idea was and still is the fundamental cause of the terrible fate of all the sacred highest being parts arising there, to venture with contrition to ask of our common Father not to allow the highest being part of that terrestrial three-brain being, who was to blame for the arising of that idea, to be taken onto the holy planet, even if this highest being body is perfected to the required gradation of sacred reason, but to doom it to exist eternally on the planet remorse of conscience. Well, my boy, the dwellers on the holy planet had no sooner adopted this resolution than such a turmoil, as I expressed it, broke out there that even now not one of the sacred individuals who knows this epic story can recall it without shuddering. This turmoil began in the following way. As soon as the resolution was carried, it was decided on the initiative of the 50 chosen candidates for the Sun Absolute to undertake to find out just which terrestrial three-brain being, having perhaps his highest being part already formed in him, was responsible for the arising on your planet of this maleficent idea. According to this inquiry, it turned out that the three-brain being who gave the first impulse toward the crystallization of that maleficent idea was a certain Makari Kronbergsion, whose highest being part, perfected to the required gradation of reason, was found worthy to go and was already dwelling on the holy planet, and was even considered as one of the first candidates to be taken on to the most holy Sun Absolute. As I afterwards heard, when this became generally known, a groan, so to say, went up over the entire holy planet, and not a single righteous soul there could think about this terrible fact without remorse. For nearly a quarter of a year, they did nothing but debate this unprecedented calamity back and forth, and in each Zarawariak, commissions and subcommissions of every kind again set to work to find a way out of the extraordinary situation that had arisen. The result of it all was that they adopted the following resolution based on the same principles. To sustain the first common planetary resolution that was passed concerning the highest part of Makary Kronbergsion, but to lay at the feet of his all-gracious endlessness the plea of all the dwellers on the holy planet to mitigate that terrifying sentence. And so, at the next appearance on the holy planet of our all-gracious creator endlessness, this request was laid at his feet. It is said that our creator endlessness thought for only a moment and then graciously consented to command this deserving soul to continue to exist on the holy planet until the future results of his evil deed were fully known. In spite of the fact that this completely formed highest being part was the fundamental cause of the impossibility of the complete self-perfecting for all the highest beings' bodies that arise in the presence of certain three-brain beings of your planet, our common Father evidently gave this merciful command because he hoped these beings would perhaps finally realize their errors in themselves and begin to exist as is becoming to three-centered beings. And in that case, there would be no need to inflict this terrible punishment on the highest part of that being who, without yielding to adverse conditions independent of himself and much stronger than his possibilities, and struggling mercilessly with his own inevitable denying principle, had been able to perfect himself to a degree that permitted him to attain the threshold of the principle of everything existing in the universe. Owing to the command given by our all-gracious Creator, the highest part of this poor Makary Kronbergsion still exists on the holy planet, and his future now depends exclusively on the three-brain beings who have taken your fancy.